Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Today is a good day. Today is a really good day. The sun is out today. Day I'm recording this. Hope it's out wherever you are as you listen. But we have had so much rain for so long. God bless. Rain is important. Absolutely. But being outside in the sun is also very important. So I am just happy as a clam that the sun is out today. It is going to be a good day. And we are talking about breaking the cycle of feeling stuck. And maybe you have periods where you feel like you're in a good spot and then you're not in a good spot. And so you feel stuck in a loop. Or maybe there's no periods of feeling like you're in a good spot and you just feel flat out stuck. We're going to talk about all of it today. We're going to talk about what can play into that feeling and most importantly, how to get out of it. Before we do though, I want to give something away. Today, I am going to give away the protein powder that we love and use all the time. And by we, I mean everybody in my house. My twins, who are 18 months old, they have it. My 2.5-year-old son, me, my husband, everybody. I feel like protein is so important. And especially with little kids, yes, I for sure want them eating their chicken and eating their steak and all of those whole food sources of protein. But sometimes, if they are going to have a snack or a meal that's more carb heavy, I want to do everything I can to avoid the blood sugar fluctuations that then make them cranky or irritable or tired. So this morning, for example, somebody brought over cinnamon raisin bread and my 2.5-year-old, that's what he wanted for breakfast, which is fine, except in and of itself, it wouldn't satisfy him for very long and it would certainly send his blood sugar soaring. So we did protein smoothies first and cinnamon raisin bread afterwards. And that makes me feel a whole lot better. Even things like overnight oats. So my twins are allergic to eggs, which in our house makes breakfast just a smidge more complicated because we have chickens and lots of eggs and our 2.5-year-old loves eggs. I will do overnight oats and my husband eats them too. So this is a great way that I can prep breakfast ahead of time for everybody, especially because I'm at the gym in the morning when the kids usually wake up at least 3 days a week. So overnight oats, I'll do oats and some coconut milk from the can. So it's the real stuff, not the highly processed stuff that you get in the beverage section. But I'll do the solid part in the coconut can, sometimes the liquid part too, water or milk, and I'll put protein powder and maybe some peanut butter in there. They love it. And I know that even though they're having oats, they're getting a lot of protein, which is so important, especially as they're growing. And even for me, I do protein smoothies every once in a while, especially when I'm in a time crunch or, you know, those days where, you know, you need to eat and you need some protein, but you're just not in the mood for like a big meal. I'll do that. But I also throw it in my Greek yogurt pretty regularly. I don't usually eat Greek yogurt plain, but I'll put my favorite protein powder in there. There's a lot of protein powders that have all sorts of junk ingredients in them or just so much sugar that it doesn't really stabilize blood sugar and it can cause instability in blood sugar. So we use one called Fit 20. I'll link it up in the show description and I'm going to give it away to one of you. All you have to do to be eligible to win, because we give things away most Saturdays, is leave a review of this podcast on whatever platform you are listening to. So I will announce the winner at the end. But for now, let's talk about breaking this cycle of stuck. Here's what it looks like for a lot of people. You get to a point where you're tired of how things are, or you're frustrated with your inaction. It just is like enough already, which tips you into action. Frustration often leads to motivation. And so when we're not doing the work, we usually don't stay there forever, but long enough for motivation to build and like, I got to do something. This is ridiculous. Okay, I'm ready. And then when we're implementing, things are going well for a while. Sometimes a while is measured in hours, sometimes days, sometimes weeks. But then it gets shoved aside either by the most common things that get us out of action are distraction or discouragement. Distraction could be a vacation. Distraction could be a really crazy season at work. Distraction could be something big happening in your family. And discouragement could be that it's hard, or that you're not executing well, or that results aren't coming as quickly as you thought that they would. So implementation and taking action tends to get shoved aside at some point by distraction or discouragement. And then we drift. We disengage. We usually avoid. We don't want to look at our results. We don't want to look at the things that hold us accountable. And then the longer that we're disengaged, we get back into that place where frustration starts to build, or disappointment, or resentment, sometimes even disgust, which tips the scales back into motivation. Can you relate to that cycle? It's a frustrating one, and it can feel like you are just on a terrible, terrible hamster wheel. One of the things that I do with my clients is we create a very tangible, simple map between where you are now and where you want to be. But at the end of the day, if you're just in this loop, you're not going to get into the map, or you're going to take action and then stop and then take action and then stop and take action and then stop. There's a quote that I like it, but I also partially disagree with it. And it basically says that successful people avoid 90% of the BS that other people get stuck in. Successful people avoid 90% of the BS that other people get stuck in. And I actually don't think that they avoid it. I think we all have the same frustrations, barriers, setbacks, disappointments. They're universal. But what I would say is that people who are successful in achieving their goals, they move out of it more quickly. Some people experience those setbacks, those frustrations, those disappointments, and they stay in it for life. Some people stay in it for years or for months. I can't believe this thing happened. Can you believe that this is the cards I was dealt? Wah, this sucks. It's not fair. What's wrong with me? It's not that the goal here is to avoid the disappointments and the setbacks. It's to move through them, to not stop, to not throw the pity party, to not stomp our feet and say, no, I can't do it. Yes, you can. We just have to move through the disappointments and the distractions and the setbacks and the frustrations and the perceived failures more quickly. I did an episode a while back where I said the hard part is not getting the goal, your goal, in your heart. The hard part is getting the goal in your head. We all want the outcome, but then in our head, we're talking ourselves out of doing the action. And that's another way that a lot of people feel stuck. They want it in their heart, but in their head, they're like, I'll start tomorrow. In their head, I don't have time. In their head, this one thing won't make a difference. It's great to have it in your heart. You need to have it in your heart. That's where it starts. But you need to get it in your head. And a lot of the reason that we don't have it in our head yet is because of the story we're telling ourselves about stuck. And that story might not include the word stuck. I'm not telling myself I'm stuck, but maybe you are telling yourself you don't have time. Maybe you are telling yourself you can't afford it. Maybe you are telling yourself you don't have the money. Maybe you are telling yourself you're such an all or nothing person. You're stuck in this story. And that is what is keeping the goal from getting in your head. We all have these thoughts of, gosh, I don't have time, or I'm not motivated enough, or there's just too much temptation around me, or I don't have the support of the people that I love. That's in your head. It doesn't mean that you don't work 12 hours a day. Maybe you do. But the story in your head needs to be, I'm going to find a way. There's something I can do today, and darn it, I'm going to do it. See, it's your stubbornness around your story, the belief, the limitation that you are clinging to. That's what's making you feel stuck, right? We've got to be open to new ideas. We've got to be open to new perspectives. We can't keep telling ourselves these stories that make us feel stuck. Nothing ever works. I start strong, but I never finish. You've got to be willing to surrender that story. Another reason that a lot of people feel stuck is because they don't have the certainty that they want. It's not that they're stuck, it's that they're unwilling to move forward without certainty. For example, there's so much misinformation around nutrition. I don't know if I should do this or do that. And so you're always seeking, always learning, not taking action because you don't have the certainty that you want. Hey, you know the best way to get certainty around those kinds of things? Take action. And your body and your results and your experience is going to give you your answer, and it's going to give you that answer with a lot less controversy than what you might find in other people's opinions. You're not stuck. You just don't want to move forward without certainty. That's not the same thing. You want to know how to get off this desire for certainty? Get in action, because your experience will give you the information that you're looking to other people for. I had a client message me recently and tell me that she was stuck. And I said, why does that mean that you're stuck? You're describing this situation where you set out to do this thing and then you don't do it. And then the next day you set out to make this choice and then you don't make it. I said, why does that make you think you're stuck? And she said, well, I guess I see repeating the old pattern as stuck. And I said, I don't see that as stuck. I see that as a deliberate choice, right? I brush my teeth every single day. I'm repeating that pattern, but I'm not stuck. And she was talking about binge eating, and she was saying that choosing to binge again and again and again means she's stuck. No, it means you're choosing, and that's different. You're making that choice by way of a series of thoughts that you have. I'll start tomorrow. I don't even care. I'm so stressed. I just want to eat this. I can't stop. All of those thoughts are leading to you to that behavior, leading you to choose that behavior, but you're not in any way stuck in that behavior. Feeling stuck is not the same thing as being stuck. Convincing yourself that you're stuck does not mean that you are stuck. It's like you're driving down the road, you pull over, you put the car in park, you take the keys out of the ignition, and you tell yourself you're stuck on the side of the road. No, you're not stuck. You stopped. You can tell yourself all day long that you're stuck, but it doesn't mean that you're stuck. You just stopped, and that is different. So how do we get out of it? I want you to go through this specific process. And this is one of those opportunities that you're going to have to actually do the work versus listening to somebody talk about the work. And that's a really important distinction. And I have to catch myself in that too, because I might read a book or listen to a podcast and it's full of great ideas and it leaves me feeling really inspired. But if I don't sit down and go through the steps that they recommended, I'm not doing the work. I'm listening to somebody talk about the work that I could do. So I want you to actually do this. Write out what your cycle looks like for you. If I had to write out what my looping behaviors look like when I'm not consistently getting results, it would go like this. I get really motivated. That's the beginning of the cycle. I come up with a plan. I execute the plan. And then either the results aren't what I thought they should be, or something comes up in my life that I use to justify stopping. And then it's a series of, I'll start tomorrow, or just this one thing, or I might as well have this because, you know, I'm already off, until I start to feel discouraged by undoing the progress. And that discouragement builds and eventually tips the scales into motivation. That's what it looks like for me. I want you to write out what it looks like for you. It's not enough to have it in your head. It's not enough to have it in your head. It's not enough to be able to talk about it. You need to see it on paper, because what I want you to do after that is throughout the week, ask yourself, where am I in this cycle? Where am I? If I had it written out on paper and kind of like a map, I am here. You are here. Where are you in it? And where do you want to be in it? Start to identify where in the cycle you are so that you're no longer just mindlessly in a cycle. You're now observing your habits within it, right? It's not running you. You're very conscious of it. And increased conscious awareness of where you are and what you're doing and your habits and your patterns is absolutely a part of change, especially meaningful change that you can rely on. So where am I in the cycle right now? Don't just ask yourself that when things aren't going well. If you're crushing it, if I had to draw myself in this cycle, you are here. Where is here? Where am I in this cycle? You don't just want to ask this when things aren't going well. You want your awareness of where you are in this pattern all the time. You might be in between phases. You need to know that. And then the next question I want you to start asking yourself is, where do I want to be in this cycle? I want to be up here in this upper right quadrant where I'm motivated, I'm doing the work, I'm talking myself into it, I'm talking myself out of distractions or temptations or frustrations. This is where I want to be. Okay, if I were there, how would I be thinking about today? So using this example, I'm recording this day before Easter. And so my husband made a cake last night. So there's cake. There's not only the cake that he's into 3D cakes. It's so funny. If you met my husband, he's this big, bearded, aggressive, not emotional, tough guy who a few years ago made a 3D bear cake. And it started as a joke. And now he does these for every holiday and special occasion, and he takes it very seriously. So he made a 3D bunny last night, but there was extra. So there's an extra cake frosted in the fridge. That context matters. So if I want to be in this part of the cycle where I'm doing the work and I want to be doing the work and I'm talking myself into the work and I'm talking myself out of excuses and exceptions and all of that sort of thing, what does that look like today? If I wanted to put myself where I want to be in this cycle, what would that look like today? It would look like, you don't need that cake. That cake isn't worth it. You've had cake before. There's nothing special about that cake. It would look like, hey, tomorrow's Easter, so let's make today a level 10 win so that we're waking up tomorrow feeling really, really great about our choices, about our body, about energy, all of these things. So I would think through, not in general, but specific for today, if I was where I want to be in this loop that I've been in so many times before, how would I be thinking about today? You know, while I'm playing outside with my kids, I want to be really active. I don't want to just sit on the grass and let them run to me. I want to be up. I want to be playing. I want to be moving. I want to spend as much time outside as possible. I want to make sure that I'm drinking plenty of water. I want to make sure that I get my walk in, that I get my sauna in, all the things that might be a little trickier tomorrow when we've got a house full of people. If you were where you want to be, what would you be thinking today? If you were where in the cycle you want to be, how would you be thinking about your choices today? What would you be doing today? What would you not be doing today? Another big tool in terms of breaking the cycle of feeling stuck, one of the simplest things you can do when you're feeling stuck is ask for help. Ask for help. Maybe you're asking a trainer at the gym. Maybe you're asking a friend. Maybe you're asking yourself, how can I help me today? Maybe you're asking a coach or a mentor. One of the simplest things you can do when you're feeling stuck is ask for help. I practice this when I'm taking a course. I practice this with my colleagues when I feel stuck in work. I ask this of my friends if I feel stuck in a feeling or a situation in my personal life. One of the simplest things you can do is ask for help. And just because it's simple doesn't mean it's easy, but you know what? You can do it even if it feels hard. And then look for a tiny improvement you can make on your worst days. And you know what? If it really is one of your worst days, make two tiny improvements. If you can make one tiny improvement on a good day, make two tiny improvements on a bad day. Because we all have crappy days. We all make crappy choices. And you know what can coexist with crappy choices? Great ones. We can't continue to be binary and, oh, I've blown it. Oh, I ruined the day. No, listen, excellent choices can exist on a day filled with lousy choices. So stop telling yourself that you just blew it today, so you might as well. No, that's not going to serve you. That is immature. That is not aligned with success. That is not the cycle you want to be in. Don't dismiss any day because of a crappy or a lousy choice. No matter how rocky things are, you can create a small win. And I would say you need to. You want to break the cycle of stuck? Stop discarding an entire day because of a few choices within it. And start embracing the fact that if you're having a bad day and you've made 20 bad choices, it's a fantastic opportunity to make a handful of great ones. There's nothing about a bad day or a bad choice that means you can't create a win. You can't finish strong. You can't round out a series of not so great choices with a series of great ones in the same day, in the same hour, in the same meal, at the same moment. So I want you to write out what the cycle looks like for you. I want you to start asking yourself, where am I in this cycle and where do I want to be? And if I were there at that point, how would I be thinking? What would I be doing? What would I be choosing? How would I respond to what happened this morning? How would I respond to that choice that I just made? Ask for help and look for a win you can create. The winner of my favorite protein that my kids are also obsessed with, Clue 001, KLU 001, if that is you, email me Elizabeth@primalpotential.com, and make sure to email me within 60 days of this episode airing. Let me know that you were the winner for 1184 and include your mailing address, because I am going to send you a bag of my favorite protein. If you want to be eligible to win, just leave a review of this podcast. Let's get out of this cycle of stuck. Let's win this day, even if the morning has been rocky. And I will see you tomorrow.